Bond of a Renegade, where I, your host, Renegade X, talk about certain topics and give my opinion about the topics so you can learn something new and or have a different perspective and or give you something to think about. Now today's topic is money really the root of all evil? I've been thinking about this quote for a long time, of how people perceive money. Now the quote, "money is the root of all evil," is actually a misquote that has been widely used for a long time. The real quote is, "the love of money is the root of all evil." Now I will say this, we live in a capitalist society. Money has power, and without it, you can't really do nothing. Now one of these seven deadly sins is greed. Now are there people out here that are greedy? Yes. Corporate greed? Yes, that is a thing. And here's another quote I want to add here. Not all money is good money. For those that don't know what that means, it's the action you take to earn the money or a decision. For example, if you are a content creator and you earn money from the content you make from people supporting you, see, that is legit. Especially in this day and age of people making millions off of YouTube and other stuff like that, podcast, all that stuff. Another example is working a 9-to-5 at a job. That's legit money. Now for examples of bad money, say selling drugs or something else that is illegal. That right there is bad money because you are risking yourself getting caught and going to get locked up or whatever other dangers will happen. I might sound all over the place right now, but trust me, I'm leading to somewhere. Just listen. Now I want to talk about how the quote has negative effects on some individuals' minds. And you are probably wondering, what do you mean by that, Renegade? I will explain. So a lot of us have grown up being taught that money is evil and wanting to be rich is bad. This has been shown in many TV shows, movies, and etc. In those medias, they always have a rich person that is a jerk. Now, are there rich people out here that are jerks? Yes, but not all of them are like that. That is a generalization, because that's saying that anyone that becomes rich, wealthy, just automatically become evil. So let me get this straight. So people investing, earning crypto, earning profits from making content, earning money from getting a job and etc. to try to get wealthy and rich is evil? Huh, that's interesting. Because with that, think about it, the average person be like, man, I don't want all that money. People might perceive me as evil. I might get corrupted or something, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? See, this mindset I'm talking about right here is definitely prominent in the black community. Especially when it comes to black people supporting other black businesses. See, there's a quote that you may have heard. The white man's ice is always colder. What that means, if you have 4 hot dog stands, each ran by different races of men, one owner is a white man, one owner is a black man, one owner is an Arab, and the last one is an Asian man. So let's just say they're selling their hot dogs for $5. So picture a black customer. First, he goes to the white man to get a hot dog. He buys it. He doesn't have a problem. He goes to the Asian man, buys the hot dog, no problem. Goes to the Arab man, buys it, no problem. But as soon as he goes to the black man, this is when the black customer has a problem. The customer will try to finesse his way to getting a free hot dog from the black owner. He will say stuff like, "Man, the price of these hot dogs too high, man. Come on, the struggle is real. Lower the price, man. We brothers, can I get this hot dog for free, man?" This is where that behavior comes from. Slavery. Because the slaves worked for free. So in a black person's mind that has that mindset, they believe a black business owner should not charge a price for their product. They should just do it for free. This is why the lack of support for black business owners happen. This is why it happens. Because with this mindset, black people refuse to support each other, but don't mind supporting other businesses that have a non-black business owners. Another reason why individuals have that behavior is, like I said, because a lot of us grew up as Christians, and I'ma say this, there's individuals out there that use the Bible for their own personal motives. Since there are a lot of people out there that don't read the Bible, there are individuals who will take advantage of those that haven't read the Bible. And I don't want to talk too long about religion, so I will leave it at that. I want to talk about a character that was against a large amount of money, even though that money could have gotten them out of the ghetto. Floyda Evans off of the TV show Good Times. Every time they got a large amount of money, she would always have a problem with it, thinking JJ stole it, or it's bad money, or something like that.
Talk about, "Oh Lord, where'd JJ get this money from? Oh Lord, we gotta get rid of this money, even though it might get us out the ghetto."
It's like, now that I think about the episodes that I remember, it's like, Floyda Evans, you actually messed up. Like, straight up messed up. And I'll say this, if you are broke and don't have a good income, it's going to be a struggle. There are people in poverty that want to be rich to get away from dealing with dysfunction and dealing with the other mess that happens in poverty. I can name one person that grew up in the ghetto and got out of there and became rich, became wealthy. Jay-Z. Jay-Z grew up in the streets of Mosey. And I apologize if I didn't say that right. If you listen to Jay-Z's song, "Where I'm From," you will get a better understanding of the place he grew up in. Cough up a lung where I'm from, Mozzie son, ain't nothing nice. You see, I cannot respect individuals that try to shame you, make fun of you, and etc. for trying to make money so you can live, so you can make money to pay bills, to make money in case an emergency happens, and etc. To make money to get out of the ghetto, to get out of poverty, to get away from dysfunction. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm trying to be wealthy. I'm trying to be rich. I'm trying to get multiple sources of income so I can have money to always pay my bills. Money in case of an emergency, and every now and then to get something that I want. See, these podcasts I'm making, don't get me wrong, I like doing podcasts, but I'm trying to get some money. I want to invest, I want crypto, I'm trying to get it. Here's some things that I live by. Spend your money wisely. Don't spend your money on unnecessary things. Do what you can to get money. Handle your business. See, I was told this by numerous people in my life. Over time, this is what I've been hearing about when people talk about money. Some people say money enhances a person. Because when a person isn't wealthy or rich, they have a different mindset. Because if you don't have the money to get the things in life that you want or are struggling, you think differently. It's like you're limited. You have to be careful with your money. But when you get rich and wealthy, you can get the stuff that you want. And also have that money to cover stuff like bills and all that other stuff. So a person, it basically just gives out your full potential since you were able to do more. Now a person could be, for example, good when they get the money. They're still doing good things. They're just able to do more. When a person is bad, dysfunctional, and all that stuff, and they get money, and they will do dysfunctional and bad things. More of it. So, yeah, that's one thing I heard. Hey, you never know a person's true colors until certain things happen. But I do see how money can change a person though, because money has this aura to it, and some people can't handle it. But, like I said, it is just a thought. Something for you to think about. For the individuals out there that want to be wealthy, that want to get money so they can be straight in life. Get your money, and I wish you the best of luck. Remember this, not all money is good money. And if someone has a problem with you making the good money, by shaming you, telling you that you are greedy, and etc., ignore them, and keep it moving. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Mind of a Renegade. See you on the next episode.